This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The noise shook me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, not quite.
What up, Dibbers?
What's going on? How are you?
No, back to liquidate all assets. Yeah. Don't act like you and I don't know how to get down in the studio.
I mean, we absolutely can get on down. And, man, lot, of course, to gamble on at all times, including we got the golf going, the U.S. Open.
I saw you just put it on.
Yeah, you got to put it on. And, you know, it's something that Mark and I are going to talk about. The interest level as a sports fan, how much is it tied to your gambling?
Then, wow. Can I share a gambling story
with
you?
Yeah.
So I'm paying attention to my man, Steiny, but the Mets had a game today against the Nationals, and I had the Mets run line. It's 4-0, top of the ninth. Nationals score 3.
No, man.
like, help me. I'm bleeding, Dibs.
Yeah.
Just like, come, the reliever couldn't find the strike zone. Of course they win, but the gamblers lose that had the run line.
Yeah, and it's crazy about the run line, and for people who don't speak baseball
or
gambling,
help me out,
line is almost always 1.5.
Yes, sir.
So, if you're the favored team, then it's you're minus a run and a half.
Yeah.
Well, in this Rockies series, the Giants have been laying 2.5 on all these games because, you know, they're that much better. Everyone's that much better than the Rockies. So
only last night did they cash that.
Yeah, and you do get a better price laying the 2.5.
No doubt, and the plus.
Exactly. So you end up, or it was actually even money in game one. So just depends on how it goes. And, you know, with the golf now, the in-round betting has gotten to be
now
really competitive.
So that's like in-game with basketball where you jump in and make your bet as the game is already started.
Yeah, so you get to like the fifth hole and it's a par four and you've got three-way odds of birdie or better, make a par or bogey or worse. And so you can bet on an individual golfer on an individual hole.
Are you kidding me,
Dibs? And get the immediate payoff therein.
Microwave.
And you can even bet on, like, will he hit the green in regulation? So on a par three, and there is one par three in this tournament that's really, 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 really long. And so a lot of golfers aren't actually able to hit the green and hold it. So, you know, gambling, in-game gambling now
is
across basically all sports and all platforms.
Yeah. I had a neighbor. I told Stein he had the Thunder last night. That didn't work out for him.
No, good game, though.
Yeah, good game.
Really good game.
Are you enjoying the finals? Because I think
a lot of people
throw rocks at it. That's fine. But if you love hoop or ball, you're in.
You've got two competitive, deep, young teams who are going for something they've never had before. And this is kind of what will lead into Willard and Steiny. Willard are joining us because one thing we're going to talk about is the interest level ratcheting up when you've got action. And Mark, before the series, took the Pacers. So he's,
I forgot that.
He's more activated than he probably
so
otherwise
would have
been.
So that was plus what?
About
500?
515.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah.
Dude, if you pull this off.
I know.
But what made you feel that?
Well, okay, I'll be totally transparent on how
he
the whole thing
came. Won.
Because I like, so the weekend before the finals start, I ended up doing two shows on Fox. They had me filming for somebody, right? So I was with Ryan Hollins.
Oh, okay.
NBA player who
is analyst. We had him on Top 2 Logo.
Analyst for the Rockets. And I kind of gave him the, like, I think that the Thunder closed out the Wolves that weekend.
Okay.
And we're just chit-chatting, and I'm like, dude, the Thunder are winning the NBA championship this year. And he gives me a not so fast, my friend.
Oh, Lee Corso.
Right. So we start diving in. And I'm not going to say he convinced me otherwise, but he did enough to where I'm like, okay, look, I'm listening. And then I saw that number. Then I saw the number, and I'm like,
that's huge.
Oh, that's kind of enticing. Then I do the show the next night with Ephraim. We start talking it out. And then I think I told you. So I'm walking to the Giants game, the day game last week on Thursday.
Okay.
I walk out there to do pregame with and listen to Bomel in the dugout. And my phone rings, and it's Ephraim. We don't call each other. It's 2025.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Who the hell calls each other? Nobody calls each other, especially in the middle of the week. I see his name pop up, and I'm like, oh, hell, he's calling to tell me that he's quitting.
Oh, yeah, something big.
Right?
Yeah.
So I couldn't answer it because I was doing something else, but then I go back and listen to the voicemail, and he's like, dude, the Pacers and Thunder are starting in 3 hours. Do we have action or not? Because whatever you want to pay, I'll match it. Let's go halvesies. Let's ride. And so
I need a friend like that.
So we texted it out and came to a number because he was waiting for me to tell him the number because he's got a lot more money than
okay,
I do.
Okay, gotcha.
So he's like, whatever he told me later. He goes, whatever you said, I was going to go with. If you had said 10 grand, let's go 10 grand. I didn't say 10 grand, but whatever. We put our little bet on Pacers to win. And yes, we will get a very good ROI if they win two more basketball games.
And before you go, Stoney and Dibs, I got to tell you, one thing that has become clear to me is the Pacers have more players or more depth than the Thunder. Yeah. Those are just facts.
Well, these are the same conversations we had when the Pistons beat the Lakers to end the Kobe and Shaq
but
era.
But Kobe was not passed into Shaq. That was, you were there, but he was... Yeah. That's why they lost.
Well, no, they came apart at the seams. From the inside out, they were that group was done. Yes, there was so much acrimony. There were so many things going on inside that locker room, and they were done.
Damn.
And a team like the Pistons was the perfect group to sort of like expose that. And I'm not saying anything's going on with the Thunder, but the Pacers, yeah, they kind of got that thing. Like, yeah. They got a lot of different ways that they can come at you. Who's my man?
Mathurin.
Mathurin.
Yeah.
Last night. What was that? Yeah. What did he score, 27?
Paul.
Yeah, 9 for 12 from the floor.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Before you jump in, I did none of the business end of the, hey, fellas, it's the crossover, and all, you know, the reads and all the business that you handle. I didn't have the sheet, so Goo and I just jumped into it. So if you want to knock out some of the business, and even throw in the legal while you're at it.
That's my quarterback.
Can I do it the legal 6 minutes before?
Well, by the time you get there, we'll be within five, and you'll be fine.
Why don't you crossover, 60 more seconds.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Hey, did you rip me yesterday?
Oh, boy. We heard.
Probably. I don't even know
you
what you're
did.
Talking
something
about.
Something about a Purdy take.
It was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why did you text me that? That's such a, like...
I thought it was a cute move.
I'm not guru. I'm not going to, like, let you sit here and poke at me for no reason and try to get me, like...
Wow, Will.
Well, my point, right? Like he does it to you all day.
No, it was. You know, I'm saying.
I'm like, you're off
Purdy
the clock.
Looked great. McCaffrey's healthy. Shanahan looks great. And this team. And I just.
Yeah, you just what?
You said, hey, the vibes are great. You can tell. Yeah, and I just. Three words. Four. No. Purdy threw three interceptions.
Yeah, it's a lot more than three words.
What did you say about him, though, Will? That, I was trying to find the audio.
I didn't even know if we had talked about him yet. That was my point.
No, Steiny.
Oh.
Yeah, Dibs, you don't remember that? That was the audio I wanted.
No, I pointed to you. I likened you to Austin in San Jose.
Oh, my man.
That's the one guy I can't stand.
My man?
Yeah, he keeps you on your toe. Everybody.
But you're coming from the same place. It was like nobody even said anything about Brock Purdy.
Got to be a taste, I guess, dude.
It's June, and you're here. This is the exact text. It's at 2:45 yesterday. Purdy threw three INTs yesterday.
But I want to know what you said about him.
No content. Well, I don't know if you did, like, I do remember calling him a moron in the crossover, but it was after
nice.
You.
That was to my face.
No, we weren't here, so it wasn't to your face.
Oh.
It's because you're doing radio without your headset on.
At the very end.
Yes, and you were talking
right.
over everybody.
Well, that's to get out of here.
I know, but you were talking over everybody because you didn't know everyone else was talking.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, be nice to Guru.
Hey, remember how last Wednesday I golfed and what happened to me on number 10 where I hit, couldn't find it, took a penalty, then found it and continued. I'll be a son of a... Something happened yesterday on the same hole.
Same hole.
Number 10.
Downwind.
So get this. They you know, I stopped to pick up some beverages after 9, so I'm late to the tee. And I get there, and they've teed off, and I get up to the tee box, and those sand traps are there. But you know what? I've made it over. If I hit it good, I can make it over. And I go up to the tee box dibs, and I hit a great drive, and bloop! It goes right into the sand, and I'm like, I thought I killed that. We were playing the combos. That's a white tee. We played it from the blue. It gets over if I hit from the white.
Yeah.
I just played it.
Oh, we're talking about your golf game.
Thanks, Gil.
That should be, I mean, if you were going to be Sammy Stickler, that is at least a one-stroke penalty from playing from the wrong teeing area.
Right, right.
I think it is one stroke when you, like, even if you're on the correct tee box and you're more than two club lengths behind the actual pegs that are in the ground, that's a penalty. One that I would never and have never taken, but Sammy Stickler over here.
Yeah.
I hope you added that to your tidy little 86.
No, I didn't. I just played it out of the sand. That's what I did.
So you're like everybody else on this planet, selective morality. You just basically decide.
Right, you know what? You're right.
You're a stickler sometimes, and other times you're like, whatever.
Make it an 87.
Yep.
But I signed it already, so is that another penalty?
Yes, it is. In fact, it is.
89.
It's going to be 112 by the time we're done with this segment.
And just real quick about signing your card. In this day and age where every shot on tour is shot-linked and recorded and seen, do we really need to have these guys actually sign their card?
I'm stuck on, do you actually sign your... Okay, thank God. Are you signing a card?
Even when we go to the tourney in a few weeks, I don't think we exchange cards. Like, we just keep our own, and it's the honor system. But if you play an actual NCGA event, you swap cards with the other people.
For sure. For sure you do. Yeah. How you doing over there, Goo?
I'm fine.
What's going on?
Nobody cares about the golf
they do.
Game.
Well, right. That's why I asked you what you were doing.
I don't.
No, but what are you doing? Because everybody cares.
Listening to this gibberish.
What do you want to talk
about? He knows
about?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
What do you want to talk about?
One person does.
Who?
Me.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, there it is. The three worst words in the English language. I, me, mine.
Oh, did you hear?
Me, Goo, mine.
Did you hear Goo came up with one? Angel Reese's rebounds. Why don't you tell him that one?
I called him me bounds. Because she's getting all her misses.
She's so entertaining in spite of herself.
No, right. There we go. Like, I was a little rough on her yesterday, but man.
The digital content that is now being created, the imitations of her game. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you've seen it.
It's
fun. Scotty showed me one. We couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna get into all the
I got you, because
it's inappropriate or whatever. It's funny.
That's all.
It's funny.
So we played a game. Before the crossover.
I told Dibs.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, like how much do you think? How
he
many
said
do you think?
They did it just a couple of days
the
ago.
The baseball version.
Did you go down like through it like that? Like Toronto.
How many head coaches did you name?
Okay.
And we tasked a league.
In hoops or baseball?
Yeah, we did. He had NFL. I had baseball.
I will come in last place in all. NFL I could do pretty well. I think I'd do pretty well in the NFL. Baseball managers. Dibs goes, I think I could name 15. I go, I'm going to set the over-under at about 8.
How many did you get?
Well, it's not how many did I get. It's when I went to Wikipedia and looked at the list, how many did I still not know?
Right.
Of the 30, I looked and there was like 6 or 7 where I was like, that can't even be a real person.
Yeah.
And there was 4 or 5 I was like, oh, that's right. And then, you know, six or seven that were like easy, rock solid, you get them. And then other ones like, yeah, Bud Black in Colorado. Oh, no, he got fired.
Yeah, we had a few of those.
Yeah, yeah. That's
right. Like, I have Bud Black. If you went down outside right now and just walked downtown San Francisco and the question was, who's the manager of the Marlins? How many blocks are you going before someone has the answer?
You're going to have to pay a toll.
Yeah, no
I
doubt.
I was going to say,
until you get to Miami.
I mean, yeah. Honestly.
No doubt.
I don't know that you. Now. And we've played this game twice
this
week.
Is that good or bad for the sport? I don't think it's.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
It does feel like some of the sports now are missing personalities.
Yeah.
That's why Deion was so great for college football.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like. You can stand by that.
No, I love
who that is, and I get it, and I see it, and all that. You know, I mean, there's probably a lot of people in the Bay who know who the head coach of Colorado is more so than the Stanford and Cal coach.
Yeah, we
those are facts.
When we were divvying up the sports, I did not want baseball.
Oh, no chance.
And Goo took baseball, which is, I think, by far the hardest. I had the NFL. I did okay, probably a little over half.
I'm proud of you.
And Evan did great on basketball. He only missed like four.
Oh, God.
Four or five.
Really?
Washington.
The Wizards?
Yeah.
No clue.
Charlotte.
Great.
Orlando.
Nope.
And there
he's
was
a
one,
brother.
There was one more.
Oh, is that Bickerstaff?
No,
that's
he's Detroit.
That's Detroit. Detroit. Okay.
Yeah,
that's, I, that one, I, yeah. Yeah. I've got Bickerstaff.
More. I can't remember.
Give him one more.
Yeah, there was one more. It was
New Orleans?
No, he got Willie Green.
Okay.
It might have been Memphis because he also was doing stuff like Sacramento. They are vacant. No.
Oh, no.
Okay, Chris, Doug Christie.
That's right. He got it.
He got
it. The guy in Memphis is like Il Jonas.
Yes. The male model.
Yeah.
The Finnish guy. He's Finnish.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I play this game, and when people tell me the answer, I don't know if they're lying to me or not.
Will.
I have no clue who these people are.
So we come in, we're in the green room, and I remember and say to myself, oh, we got the game. So here's my pad. Forgot my pen and the caddy. So I'm playing a game with myself. I'm not cheating, Willard. So I'm saying inside my head, okay, who's the A's coach? And Evan jumps up in front of Steiny. Guru's cheating. Well, I wasn't copying from a list. I was just starting the process early.
You were writing it down from memory.
And they were so hurt.
From memory just, on the computer.
Well, it wasn't on the computer. There was no computer up. The Guru computer was working, and I was writing it down, scribbling.
That's a lot of computers
in
there. Yeah.
How'd you guys enjoy yesterday?
There's this, very much so, but one more thing on that. We went over this one time before. This very subject came up once before.
Do you remember? Cheating, you ain't trying.
And you, like, remember? And you had gone to the internet.
Yeah, I got caught then.
Okay.
Yeah.
This sounds different.
Yeah. No.
Thank you, Will. Now this is. He knows.
Yesterday was a lot of fun. And
I got to get there. TV's everywhere?
Well, not anymore, because now they're dormant for a month.
Oh, okay. He's talking about Laughing Monk.
Oh, yeah, Laughing Monk's amazing.
What were you
talking
about?
There. I thought you were talking about Niners camp.
Niners, yeah.
Yeah. We got to go there.
The Laughing Monk.
The restaurant? Yeah. No, Laughing Monk was incredible. Laughing Monk, the food was good.
Wow.
And I love, like, you ever, like, walk into a room and you're just like, oh, it feels good in here.
Man, every casino I've been in.
Yeah. TVs are good. I liked it there.
Nice big bar, a lounge area right inside the bar, so you don't have to sit at the bar. There's some high top tables. Outside of that, big indoor restaurant, back room that is, it's only private if you rent it out, and then a lovely patio, which kind of spills out into a, not quite a lake, but it's more than a pond. I guess it'd be a plake. Because it's...
I don't know.
It's a big man-made body of water that's right behind. You look out the window and it's right there.
If there are fish in there, someone bought them.
Gotcha.
It's kind of that, vibe. But it was nice.
I love it.
It's
super
nice.
Great.
Yeah. You got to get out there, Starty.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And Christian McCaffrey looks really healthy.
Mm.
Really healthy.
Well, and we had Matt Barrows on today at noon and kind of just ran down the list of the nuggets or the bullet points. And it's funny because I played the McCaffrey sound about how he's feeling good, and it just hit me like, well, that's what it's all about. I mean, he's got to be healthy.
Yeah.
Like, that's, to me, and I was telling Goo, in a way, I feel like I know what more to expect, or I know what to expect out of Purdy more than McCaffrey right now.
That's fair. I also, though, I was mindful, and you guys, Guru, you'll remember this better than I. Really, it felt like he went down 2 years in a row with Carolina.
Yeah,
and
right.
After he was probably the number one or two fantasy football pick.
Yeah.
And then he went down twice in a row, and the whole world was so scarred by that.
Forgot about him.
That they left him for dead, and he came right back and was like the best player in the league again.
We saw it.
And I sort of feel like that's what we're about to look at. If you ask people outside the building, oh, what about McCaffrey? The world is shrugging their shoulders like, I don't know what the hell's about to. If you ask people over there right now, they're like, he's in perfect health.
Yeah. And the cynic in me would be, and I told Stani this, I hear that because I still am scarred for that Monday night game. Yep. We were all out there, and the news was like, he's not playing.
Yep.
After he said, how does he get up from the car accident, you know, after he's tackled? And that may have nothing to do with anything, but Dibs, that's where I'm at. Those collisions and guys falling on you, that's when I'll kind of know, okay, he's, and you know, he's popping right back up and everything's good.
Yeah, 3 games and 7 games were those back-to-back years you referenced, man. And then last year was 4 games. And so, you know, you could talk about injury prone, but Mark said this before, football's 100% injury rate. And last year's knee injury was just, it was not a freak accident, but it wasn't one of those big impacts, and it's just the kind of injury that takes you out. But you're right, Steiny, about the McCaffrey import and all this. I was looking at all the Shanahan years, and when they're top 7 or better in rushing, they go to the playoffs and they go deep. And when they're not, they don't play well enough to go out there and win. Last year was a good example.
Yeah, I'm less interested in the injury than, well, how are they gonna kind of handle him? Because I'd forgotten this, but it was just 2 years ago when, remember, we were saying, Kyle, get McCaffrey out of there. You know, we're up 28-7 with 7 minutes to go. And also, if he's saying right now, hey, I'm healthy. Okay, so then do you proceed exactly like you've proceeded from this point on till the season opener? Or do you do something a little bit different because you are starting to think, we got to keep this guy healthy?
I mean, he's 2 years older than he was last time Kyle did that with him. So maybe that comes into account. Maybe there's also people behind him that Kyle trusts a little bit more. They like Garendo. They like Isaac Garendo.
I see why.
Yeah, and he looked really good, I thought, yesterday too. And so, yeah, like if I had to predict the whole workhorse thing, the 25 touches or whatever.
There's no Mason.
No, but they like Garendo.
No doubt.
Like,
he's their Mason.
And they drafted some people, and Patrick Taylor's still there and all, like, whatever. But, yeah, it feels like maybe they try to shave five touches a game off or something, right?
Like, I kind of like the idea of, and you can't do it every time, but, you know, McCaffrey plays for 3 quarters, and then maybe you change it up in the 4th quarter. Now, obviously, if you're in a close game, you're probably not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Gonna do that. But I've always been fascinated, Dibs, by the soccer, where you'll have a really good player and you'll let him play, 8/10 of the game. And then it gets late and you just bring a fresh guy in And I guess the thinking is a guy who hasn't played at all is going to be able to give you that last 10 minutes better than a guy who's played the whole game.
It's situational in soccer and in football. I do think you want to build those breaks in earlier in the game. That way,
true,
if you do get to the fourth quarter and you need a player, then they might be a little bit fresher. 2 years ago, he led football in touches with 339, which is 21 a game.
I remember Kyle was like, I don't care about how many touches he gets. I'm blowing past it, and I get it.
And they did, and they went all the way to the Super Bowl because he also led football in total yards from scrimmage. So his touches were really good touches, and it's tempting because even though you like Guerrero, he's not as good as Christian McCaffrey,
man,
and
no.
He's also not the same two-way threat as McCaffrey. So if McCaffrey's in the huddle, you have to worry about where he breaks the huddle and goes. Garendo's probably not going to go into the slot and beat you as a receiver just yet.
Yeah.
So the scheme changes too. Schematically, McCaffrey gives you that edge just by being out there.
Because this time last year, them coming off that Super Bowl in overtime that I believe they should have won for the second time, I'll leave that there, I knew or felt like I know who they are, and I expect them right back. So now I'm excited in a way of just like, is that still who they kind of are? Reinvented themselves a little bit. Nothing to see here, or, you know, are we in a different iteration of the team to where, you know, six wins was, they're going to blow past six. But you know what I mean? Are they going to be in the offs? And yes. If I had to bet, I'm saying, yeah.
Yes. Yes. If they're blessed with any health at all, they win at least 10 of those games. Like, good God.
Yeah.
That's one of my classics. You would think.
And you know what? Conversation I was having this morning that I think people forget, and I know fans don't like to do this because it feels like, you know, people just are so allergic to, oh, that's an excuse or whatever. Everything with the Niners last year was so heavy. Charvarius Ward's kids.
Yeah.
Trent Williams' kids. Brandon's deal. Super Bowl hangover. Williams' holdout. There was, you know, just...
Devondre Quitbull.
Devondre, yeah, Nick Bosa's hat.
Like, you mentioned Pearsall even?
No, Pearsall gets shot.
Wow.
Thank you. Everything was so heavy. And I just... could that happen again? Sure, it could. But I doubt it. I think that's kind of what just the weight of all of that broke them last year. I don't foresee that happening again.
Yeah, and opposing offenses also broke them.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to put this all to bed last year, and I have all my handwritten game notes and the play-by-play. And,
oh, you keep those?
Well, I do.
Where do you keep them?
I have a locker.
Here?
I keep them in my locker, yeah.
I know you have a locker here.
And the reason why I...
But don't you do that at home?
I do, and then I bring it in, and I reference it throughout the week, and then I keep them for reasons like today, when Steiny was talking about the games that they ostensibly blew.
Yeah.
And so I was just going through some of the notes, and... We've talked about it before, the Ram game where Tutu Atwell gets a 50-yard catch. They blow a lead. They give up 10 points in
Cardinal game
six
at home.
Minutes. James Conner running roughshod.
Yeah.
And then the Geno Smith drive in Seattle. So hearing you earlier, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring out the notes one more time. They might go in the recycler today because
at some point
you got to let it go.
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
Damn,
like, how many years of packets do you have in there?
This is just last year.
Where's the year before go?
I didn't keep the year before.
Why'd you keep this year?
Because
and
I
how
thought...
do you get a locker? A locker's
lockers.
When we moved into the new building, we have about half as many lockers as we used to, and so you had to claim them early. And I got my little combination lock on there.
Snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Look at Grandy's thing ever.
When
you give a locker when no one else even knows they're a locker.
When you've been with a company for 14 years.
Yeah, look at
and,
them.
You
most
know,
of them.
Well, 13 of the 14.
Yeah, that's most of them.
That's exactly right. So there's certain perks that come along with being the OG.
How many fanny packs do you own?
I own one.
Okay.
One, and I use it for all my referee supplies.
I don't know why I asked that, but just like keeping
fanny
last
pack.
Year's notes gave me
that's
fanny
great.
Pack energy.
The fanny pack is back, by the way.
I know it is.
The pack is back.
Yeah.
It never went anywhere. You know why? Because Rick Barry never eschewed his.
Gotcha.
Rick Barry loves... That the what's it called again?
A fanny pack.
A fanny pack.
Yeah,
loves it.
Are you going anywhere?
When?
God, you are undefeated on missing when someone sets the table for you. Will you sit down and eat, please? I said, are you going anywhere?
Yes, but I'll be leaving from 95.7. The game? What did I miss?
Yeah, no, that was.
Yeah, you missed the lob.
Yeah, we're trying to let you go, but I mean, you could stay. Now you're going. All right, goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.